This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. New rules issued this week by the Food and Drug Administration could have a big effect on the electronic cigarette industry, which will now have to submit products for a safety review to keep them on the market. The rules also impose restrictions on products like cigars and hookah tobacco. All this could affect some of the businesses where people gather to use those products, like vaping and hookah lounges. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
E-cigarettes are increasingly popular, so vaping bars and lounges have popped up around the country. That's where people can buy vaping products and hang out together and use them. Greg Conley, president of the American Vaping Association, says those venues will be able to run through their current inventory for a while. But if, in a few years, the products haven't gotten FDA approval, Conley doubts they'll survive.
The worst-case scenario, and a very likely scenario, is that these vaping lounges and vaping stores go away if Congress or the courts don't intercede.
But Vince Wilmore with the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids welcomes the FDA rules. He says they include a strong prohibition on sales to minors at places including vaping and hookah lounges, beyond what states may already have in place.
There will be fines, and even FDA could shut down a business that has repeated violations in selling to kids.
The FDA says young people's cigarette use has fallen over the past decade, but their use of other tobacco products is climbing. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.